Hey Trojans, welcome back to another episode of General Education, the Daily Trojans flagship news podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Park. Recently, Assistant News Editor Benjamin Gamson got to sit down with California State Senator Lola Smallwood Cuevas and Assemblymember Reggie Jones Sawyer for an exclusive interview. Smallwood Cuevas has been serving the 28th District, which also includes USC, for almost a year. She centered her campaign around helping our community find jobs, as well as helping to solve homelessness. Smallwood Cuevas has also said she believes healthcare to be a fundamental human right, and that California, quote, can and should phase out fossil fuels and invest in clean energy and clean technology, unquote. Any member of the state senate can sponsor and even author bills. And though she's only been in her role for a year, Smallwood Cuevas is no stranger to the law creation process. She's already had 8 of her bills passed by the California State Senate, including an excise tax on firearms and ammunition, as well as a marriage equality bill. Most notably, Smallwood Cuevas is the principal co-author of Senate Bill 150. Signed into law in July, the bill aims to support construction workforce programs with a focus on transportation and infrastructure projects, while requiring that such projects also benefit marginalized and underserved communities in the respective area. And in her efforts, spearheading a plethora of Los Angeles-centric and national issues, she has also made a mark here in the City of Angels as a prominent activist. Smallwood Cuevas not only led the Center for the Advancement of Racial Equality at UCLA, but also has co-founded the LA Black Worker Center. Joan Sawyer, a USC alum, has represented the 59th District in the California State Assembly since 2012. He wants to confront the homelessness crisis and deal with the rise in crime while in office. Joan Sawyer has also taken strong legislative actions on issues such as gun control, child abuse, and has even introduced amendments of the California Penal Code for criminal justice reform. Having been among an even smaller minority of students of color during his time at USC, Joan Sawyer was able to see the impacts of affirmative action and its impact on disadvantaged individuals firsthand. Now, as a lawmaker, he says, he believes in taking an active role on issues such as affordable housing and student grants. In their interview with the Daily Trojan, Smallwood Cuevas and Joan Sawyer discussed a wide range of issues pertinent to college students, including improving access to mental health resources, the Supreme Court's overturn of affirmative action, and the rising cost of higher education. Here to speak with us now and offer more insight into what it was like to talk one-on-one with our elected officials is Benjamin Gamson. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So have you been interested in local politics for a while now? What sort of motivated you to pick up this pitch?
Yeah, so I've been interested in local politics and state and national politics since I was a kid, and this pitch just seemed very interesting to me. And so I was especially interested in speaking with our elected leaders and interviewing them and covering this political story for the Daily Trojan, especially as a student here at USC, helping getting their messages across to other students about what they're doing. A lot of the time, it may seem that Sacramento especially is undercovered and we don't necessarily know what's going on at all, especially what they're doing to impact the lives of college students. So I think that this story especially really was important and really signified what they are doing that does make an impact on the issues that college students care about. But it also really highlights especially what our elected leaders in Sacramento are doing, which doesn't always get as much coverage as Washington, D.C.
Yeah, especially with the senator and the assembly member that you interviewed. I think not many people even really know their names, never mind the fact that they represent our district and go out to Sacramento. So let's move on and talk about sort of the research that you did before this interview. What sort of things did you have in mind in thinking about what to ask them, especially considering our primary audience of like USC students and the USC community?
So I was especially thinking about, in terms of questions, what's going on right now with the state of the country, with the state of our state, and just in terms of how those issues impact college students. We talked to them about the recent overturning in the Supreme Court of affirmative action, and to get their views on that, to see what they made of that decision and what they were doing in the state Senate and state assembly to combat that decision. And that is something that is on the minds of a lot of USC students. So that was really the thinking behind a lot of the questions we talk to them about affordable housing, that is something that especially has been on the minds of a lot of USC students this year and over the last few years in terms of affordable housing in the neighborhoods surrounding USC and the lack of housing at USC. So asking them just important questions that they are focusing on and they're spending time working on in Sacramento that students now can go look and say, oh, what are they doing about these issues that I care about, that I'm thinking about, and that affect me on a daily basis? And we also ask them questions about the economy, about the state of wages and labor, and just students being kind of apprehensive about going into the workforce after college. And so I think it's a pretty wide-ranging interview that covers a handful of topics that are not necessarily related to one another, but at the end of the day, coalesce around the broad issues that are affecting USC students.
So what was it like getting this interview actually set up compared to other university officials or other more public figures? I don't know how much experience you've had personally interviewing those kinds of people. Was it like relatively easier getting those interviews set up, or what was the difficulty like in that?
Well, the difference here between if I wanted to interview a professor at USC, for example, I'd email the professor. Here, we were emailing staff who are then going to see within the senator or the assemblyman schedule about what they have going on. And they have busy schedules. They're going back and forth between Sacramento, back to Los Angeles, not to mention other interviews, other community events, speaking with constituents. So they obviously have a lot on their plate. And so it's a little more difficult. There was some back and forth between the offices and us at the Daily Trojan, but they were very easy to cooperate with, and we were able to set up a time. And it was obviously more difficult than a typical interview, but there were no issues.
And in terms of coming up with the questions, especially because Malwood Cuevas and Joan Sawyer are not necessarily the same position. One is an assembly member and one is a senator, but you still ask them the same question. What was the thought process behind like framing those questions? Were you kind of like anticipating slightly different angles from them?
Yeah, in terms of the decision to ask both of them the same questions, they're both Democrats. They are both serving in Sacramento. One's in the assembly, one's in the Senate. A lot of the bills end up overlapping as a result because they have to go through both chambers before going to the governor's desk. And they both are dealing with a lot of the same issues. So although they're one's in the state assembly and one's in the state Senate, we thought that it would be beneficial to get both of their perspectives on these issues because at the end of the day, they're legislators, they're legislating for their constituents. And as a result, they're here to work on issues that affect their constituents. And a part of that is here at USC. So these questions reflect issues that both of them are focusing on and both of them are working on.
What are you hoping USC students and people who otherwise read the Daily Trojan take away from this interview?
I hope that USC students and anyone that's reading the Daily Trojan, but especially students, really take a minute to understand their positions. Whether you agree with them or you don't, just understand their positions. There are elected officials in Sacramento, and understand that the work they're trying to do, and just gain an appreciation, I guess, for the notion that regardless of whether you agree with them or you don't, they're working to benefit their constituents' lives. You're in their constituency. And these are a lot of issues that affect you, affect college students. And whether you're interested in politics or public policy, give it a read, hear what they have to say, and come in with an open mind and listen.
Okay. That was Assistant News Editor Benjamin Gamson. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
This episode was hosted by Jonathan Park, written by Benjamin Gamson, McCarthy Mahoney, Julianne Cox, Quentin Seegers, and Mallory Moon, edited by Jonathan Park. Produced by Jonathan Park, Benjamin Papp, and Thomas Johnson, based on the article by Benjamin Gamson. General Education is one of four shows on the Daily Trojan Podcast Network. You can find more episodes anywhere you listen to podcasts, as well as our website, dailytrojan.com. Visit the episode description for our links and more information.